we get a chance to talk a little college football. This guy is back on a weekend. He's got to go back to school. And Mr. Eli Kaler over at Hastings College. How you doing?
I'm good, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good to see you. Good to see you. I know you and I talked a little bit last year, a little bit transferring over to Hastings College. You had to sit out last year. And that was tough, wasn't it?
Oh, it was really brutal. It sucked because I had coaches telling me that, like, yeah, we could use you. I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell you because I wish I could be out there just as much as you do. So,
could you? I mean, for rules of rules, you had to sit out last year.
Oh, I didn't sit out completely. So I could practice. I did meetings. I did lists. I did everything. But play. On the sideline, I was on the sidelines with the team during games. I held like a big old play card. So, but other than that, couldn't do anything else.
That was nice. It kept you in the thick of things, everything else except actual playing time, right?
Yeah. It kept my mind very sharp. Let me go again. So I was on the scout team this year then, so I got to go against the starters. It kept me sharp physically, so it was a good thing, I think, overall.
Yeah, no question about it. Now, just got done with – spring ball is officially done for you, right?
Yep, spring ball got done right before Easter, so it's been a while.
How'd it go for you?
I would say pretty dang good. So – I'm playing D-line, and we run a three-man front, so it's a little bit different than traditional fronts. So I've been playing nose most of the time I've been at Hastings. Well, this spring ball, they've started rotating me in an end, and I've had coaches tell me that I'll play both in during games. So I don't really expect to come off the field too much this year.
You don't care where you play, but just get me on the field, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I just want to play. It's been too long.
I'm trying to think back in your high school. Did you play both positions,
no,
too?
No, I just played D-tackle in
just
high school.
Just tackle. Yeah. I couldn't remember if they moved you to end or not.
No, I don't think I ever played in high school. Maybe here and there, like to fill in while somebody – if somebody got hurt or something, but not the whole game.
Dream come true a little bit?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just as fast as, like, the ends and linebackers are, so I can play it. But all I've ever known is playing interior D-line, so it'll be something new for me.
So spring ball, yeah, here and gone, are you kind of withdrawals? Are you missing it already?
I mean, we've still had weights and stuff like that, too. So, like, I've still been in football, but I'm definitely ready for fall camp and ready to get stuff going again.
You're just
for
not
actual season.
You're not putting the pads on every day like in spring ball.
Yeah. I'm excited for fall camp.
That's terrific. Glad everything's working out and everything, and school's going okay, classes, everything right?
Yep, it's going good. I'll be done on Thursday, so I only got a couple more days left, and then summer will be here. So,
what's your summer plans now?
I'll come back for a couple days. I got to go watch Big Sis graduate college.
Can you believe that?
I know. Well, she's been in Houston for a semester already. She moved down there to student teach, and she's staying down there, so I guess she likes it.
Wow, you'd be a Texas native, huh?
Yeah, I guess. But, yeah, so I'll come back for a couple days, watch Big Sis graduate, and then I'll move back to Hastings and stay there for the summer, get a job down there.
You bet. No question. And fall's going to be here before you know it.
Oh, yes. I think that we move in August 5th, so it'll be right around the corner.
How about this Hastings College team coming up this next year? What's your outlook? What's the outlook right now?
So, for me, I think that it's going to be way better than last year. Last year, we kind of had a really bad season. I think we went 2-9, mm-hmm. which was very bad. Our offensive coordinator got fired, and we hired a new offensive coordinator. And just, like, his attitude towards stuff and, like, his schematics towards stuff, I think that we're going to be okay running the ball and passing the ball, just different style of offense than what we had last year. Last year we were a big no huddle. Now we have like a little small huddle and the mm-hmm. receivers get signals from the sideline. But it's just like a lot of different plays we haven't ran normally. Like a little bit of like traditional Nebraska football, like run the ball down your throat, like trap and power and plays like that. Mm-hmm. So I think that'll be interesting to see. And I mean, our defense I think has just gotten better from last year. We had some young kids step up and play a lot and that are experienced now. And we return a bulk of our defense. So I think we'll be okay.
That was my next question. Is you got a lot of defensive guys coming back, or do you have a lot of graduate?
We had a decent amount of guys graduate, but like we had guys that played in their positions too. Like they split reps with the starters, mm-hmm. so we have experience coming back. And then we got a really good transfer quarterback. So actually, this is going to sound familiar, but Jarrett Sinek from Hastings.
There you go.
Yep, he went to Nebraska for a couple years, and then South Dakota for a couple years, and then had some injuries, and now he's coming back to Hastings for his two more years.
Coming back home, huh?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yep.
Very good. Super. And Coach Franson, of course, is down there. We, you know, Coach Vetrotsky and I were just talking the other day because McCook's going to go on a summer camp down at Hastings College this summer. We're talking about it. And that guy, of course, good years at Doan, and then now our Hastings. So it's taking a little time, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yep. You can't expect it to be perfect. They had, like, the perfect for as many years as he's been there. So this class that's graduating right now is his first full recruiting class. So he's only been there for 4 years. I think that they started out like 2-9, and then they had a really good year and won 7 games, and then they had like went 5-6, and I think last year we were 2-9. So it's just trying to make the machine better and refine it and fix it. So.
Yep, that's 2-9 is not acceptable, is it?
Oh no, no, not in any way.
And what a conference! I mean, boy, the conference is just tougher than nails, isn't it?
Yeah. So I saw something on Twitter the other day that said that this past year was the first year that a school from the GPAC hasn't made the national title game. Since like 2015, so the GPAC's very competitive in the whole country.
No question. Either, I'm trying to think. I should have looked this before I came down here this morning. The rest of the roster, you've got some Southwest Nebraska guys still on. I think it's Quade Myers still
Quade
down
Myers
there.
Still down there. I'm trying to think. Evan Humphrey's down there. He's playing basketball. I'm not sure.
I should have looked at the roster. I knew Quade from Dundee County was still on the roster.
We have people like Nebraska or McCook ties, but like Brock Burrish,
Phillipsburg,
Kansas.
That's right. Yeah. Joe and Amber.
Yep.
Yeah. Of course, both McCook High School grads. And Brock was
he's a center. He's a year older than me. Yeah. So this will be a senior this year. So
very good. Sounds like his playing time has been pretty good.
Yeah. So he played his freshman year, and then he had an injury, and he started his freshman year, and then played. And I think like the fourth or fifth game last year, he had a knee injury, and he's still coming back from that. It's just kind of being worse than he thought it'd be recovering from it. So
you've been pretty lucky as far as injuries. Knock on wood, right?
Yeah, I have been. Yeah. Which I think that I started working out at such a young age that it's just kind of helped me as much as possible. Like, just helped my muscles, and like as I grew, my muscles grew with me, and I think that's what's kind of helped me the most.
I've got to ask you about your hat, because you and Dad have kind of dabbled in a little business venture. Is that right?
Yeah. So
how's that going?
It's going good. Uh-huh. I mean, about as good as you could expect for how long it's been a thing. Uh-huh. So we've always kind of talked about it, but then like this summer, something just kind of flipped in us, and we're like, if we're going to do it, let's just do it. So then we just kind of started making hats and shirts, and then, I mean, we have hats and shirts and stickers and all sorts of stuff now, and it's going well.
Where can we find more information on this?
We have Facebook and Instagram and a TikTok at Frog Ed Apparel. So if you want to go check it out, it's frogedapparel.com.
Who came up with the name?
My dad did. So it has like a sentimental story for him. So his dad passed away when he was young. Uh-huh. And growing up, his dad, everybody always called his dad Frog, and he had no idea why. Uh-huh. Why? And one day he just came up to me and he's like, Eli, I have the best idea ever. It's Frog Ed. And I'm like, where'd you get that? And then he explained it to me. I'm like, yeah, that's a cool story behind it. So,
but it's going. You're pretty young right now, but it's getting going, right?
Yeah. So it's kind of like just trying to get the products out to different people. So I know that me and my dad have talked about that, going to like a bodybuilding show and setting up at a venue there, just because it's kind of like the audience, more people that like work out and like that type of audience. But the shirts are so really comfortable. So they're
cool.
They're my favorite. So.
Is this something you want to continue on even after college and playing days?
Yeah, for sure. I think so. And it's just going to kind of depend. I'm not exactly sure what I want to do, but my major is business, and I have a minor in marketing, so I can definitely probably do this.
Would you ever imagine you and your dad would be getting involved in an adventure like this?
No. No, not at all. But
it's been kind of fun, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has been fun. You learn a lot just experimenting with it, so trial and error.
You betcha. Good to talk to you, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for coming out and telling us your story and everything. We're going to be following you coming up again next fall, as we always like to follow the athletes. Sounds like it's going to be a good one for you.
Yeah, I think it will be.
Appreciate it, Eli.
Yep, thank you.